We began about 18 months ago putting the questionnaires together, going out, speaking to people in the streets, in the shopping centres, going out working with businesses, public consultation with businesses, as well as going and doing surveys with businesses, focus groups, including focus groups with young people, a public meeting, again, consulting people about the plan. So there's been an awful lot of work has gone into getting us to this point where we have a draft.
This is for the process for Letterkenny to be recognised by the Department of Culture and Heritage and the Gaeltacht as a Gaeltacht services town.
Yes, the process began 2 years ago when Letterkenny was given recognition as having the possibility of being a Gaeltacht services town, but that depended on us putting a plan together, submitting it to the Department of Culture, Heritage and the Gaeltacht. And then once they approve that plan, they will actually fund the employment of a language planning coordinator who will oversee the implementation of that plan.
What kind of benefits and investment will that bring to Letterkenny?
I think the potential for Letterkenny is huge. The benefits really are very important for the town in terms of tourism, in terms of business, in terms of community building. I think there are financial benefits to the town. We're very aware that there's a real uplift in terms of the positivity about the Irish language, and that's very much something that when tourists come to Letterkenny, they want to see it, they want to hear it. But there's a large Irish-speaking population in the town, and because it's a Gaeltacht service town, there's a lot of people coming from the Gaeltacht areas in to work in the town, to do business in the town. So all of that will benefit from this investment that will enable us to run more events. It'll enable us to run classes so that people, either they have no Irish and they want to learn Irish or they want to improve their Irish, we'll be able to do those things. But also to work with businesses. Forest na Gaeilge have a great plan of being able to work with businesses to help them develop bilingual signage and marketing materials. So we will be very much working with the businesses to make sure that they are availing of the opportunities that are out there. So there are a lot of benefits to the town, and just culturally for the town as well. And for, there are many, many families involved in Irish medium education through the Gaelscoil and the Gaelcolliste, but every child in this town learns Irish at school. So everything that we can do for every child in the town to help them to become more fluent, to become that bit more bilingual, it's all good stuff.
And the consultation meeting will offer another opportunity for people to make their views known just before the plan is submitted.
That's it, because we felt very strongly right from when we came together over 2 years ago, in November 2017, that if we were to put a plan together, ownership for that plan had to be in the community. The community have to feel that it is their plan. And we've done that in terms of the way that we've gone out and engaged with people and done surveys and research and all the rest of it. But now that we have a draft, it's really important to us that we engage with as many people as possible and give them the opportunity to understand what's in the plan and to tell us what they think. And are we missing something? Because then, at least if we know that the people are behind us with this plan, there's far greater chance of us being able to actually succeed in the implementation of it.